So here I am looking at a red notebook. It's a moleskin notebook, unruled, probably 190 pages. Inside the flap, the back flap, is a book from Moleskin telling you about culture, imagination, memory, travel, and personal identity. More about the brand at moleskin.com. And there's an accordion file, what the brand means. You hear the paper? And I'm making the sound because I actually think this accordion mechanism of describing something ought to be part of the work process that we have with the young teenagers I spend time with about every 8 weeks, talking to them about showing them how to do recordings. The accordion file will keep them on track because they're only with us about every 6 weeks. Lots of stuff they're meant to do. So in the book, I put hashtag YMT workshop. I'll put hashtag YMT workshop in the caption of this clip. Four things that I wrote in this book I'd like to do. I'd like to do them with my daughter. Number one, use Voice Record Pro with a lapel microphone. Number two, create 360 images with a Ricoh Theta S. Number three, share audio with the YMTFM account. And number four, share 360 imagery on Facebook. You have to listen to the next clip to find out if we actually did those things. Okay? In the meantime, I'll close the book. Hear it? And now I'll attach the rubber band, the elastic strap around the book. Stay tuned for more from the YMT workshop, the YMTFM workshop. Hey, you might be interested in what actually happened. So we set out to do four things with Mia, age 9, at the YMT, that's Youth Media Team, workshop. First one, use Voice Record Pro. Now that's an app that I discovered on Anchor. Thank you very much, Greg Dixon. The idea was use the app with a lapel mic. We didn't. I mean, she's used it before the workshop. And we discovered that the teenagers who are in the youth media team really like lapel mics, so that's a side benefit. But we actually did not record a segment. Mia and I did not record a segment in Voice Record Pro with a lapel mic. Second thing, we were meant to do 360 images, that's plural, images, with a Ricoh Theta S camera. We ended up doing one Ricoh 360 video, did it all in-app, uploaded it to Facebook in-app. That was nice and was quick. Number three, we're meant to share audio with YMTFM, both the Twitter YMTFM and audioboom.com/YMTFM. Mia didn't make any audio that was shareable through RSS. And finally, she was meant to take a few shots, 360 image shots on Facebook, and share them on Facebook. We didn't. I took some 360 images. She tapped the app on the iPhone and saved the images into the iPhone. And then that iPhone automatically uploaded them to Flickr. So I guess that counts. But they didn't go up to Facebook. And that's where we wanted them. The bonus discovery is we reaffirmed the need to do constant, consistent publishing. Now, the backstory is this. I'm recording you, Anchor, on an iPad mini. It belongs to Mia if she can make content for 30 consecutive days. She's never even gone beyond 13 consecutive days making content. So the iPad still stays in my hands. In the little red book, stuff she was meant to try to do, things about Voice Record Pro, write some stuff about that to share. Things about the Ricoh Theta S camera, meant to say those conclusions. Things about sharing audio and how we do it at YMT.fm. Blank pages in this book because she didn't do that research. And then she was meant to have comments about how to share video easily as a workflow. She's meant to have questions for different people. Lorcan, questions for Lorcan, which she had and she used. Questions for Amy, which she did not write. Questions for Anna, which she didn't write. So the book is very incomplete at this time. That's a shame. Okay, that's enough for me and the Red Book and Mia. Got some other things concerning activities at the YMT workshop. If you want to keep listening, I'll share them with you. This is Bernie, Top Quote on Good Social Networks, including Top Quote on Anchor, Top Quote on Audioboo, Top Quote on Instagram. I'm bored. Okay. Youth media team. There have been several people objecting to me using that term because lots of Americans consider America to be the end of the world. You know, if the term wasn't invented there, it should have been. And, well, we're not trying to infringe. That's why we say youth media team in Ireland. Train these kids, and they're normally between the ages of 11 and 16, to do certain things that involve the making of media, creative media. Here are the activities that we did at a workshop today on the 21st of August, 2017. Had them research certain topics, showed them some shortcuts. We aren't showing them how to validate and peer review and cross-check the accuracy of the research, just how to research, Google search, basically. Gave them a briefing of tasks that we typically do on a day-long immersive event. We logged in and refreshed their understanding of WordPress. We reviewed assets they use. They use assets inside of WordPress, different screens and different media libraries. We review where they could log in and grab code from Audioboom. And I discovered if I paid Audioboom money, I get the analytics. Pay for analytics on one of the accounts. And I probably need to only pay for two accounts there. Maya on Anchor is talking about better analytics for Anchor. Audioboom is a decent dashboard. You can definitely see more over there than you can see on Anchor. So we reviewed the assets on Audioboom and on Flickr. And then I realized we need better onboarding and recurrency training for the young students because they forget how to do things and how these different media collections interact. We made 360 video, all in app. We made HD video with an old, probably a 10-year-old Handycam and uploaded it after we edited it in Camtasia. A young student did the edits and the rendering. We did work with iOS on iPad minis and uploaded automatically in the background using Flickr to upload. We use WordPress and its window for drafting to publish content. And we interviewed and recorded those interviews in Audioboom and uploaded them. That's the core activities of the workshop. New things we did. 360 videos were new. YouTube uploads directly from a handset. That's new. Flickr automatic uploads, automagic uploads. That's sort of new. We've been doing it on one of the iPad minis, but not all of them. Using Camtasia, new. Student used it, a young teenager. And a renewed emphasis on a blog post. We discovered that we were relying on 2 out of the 12 students we have to actually write content, type words, add hyperlinks, embed images. And the 10 of the 12 students couldn't actually do it. They were just fobbing off the work on two of them. So we forbade the 2 students from doing the work today. So the others would ask questions and learn how. I refer to certain things as being grunt work. It's the core work and core skills of the young team we have. Blogging is a core skill. Recording audio and publishing it is a core skill. Snapping a decent image, providing text and hashing it up on Instagram, core skill. What we are going to do is make more videos for YouTube. What we're not going to do is make a video for every interview. We just don't have the bandwidth for it. Only a few of the students actually know what they're doing, and we're not a video production crew. We do words you can find, stuff you can find by asking Google, and audio you can hear about events. And that's basically the core of the activities of the Youth Media Team Workshop. Hey, but we accomplished things, big ones, and we have stuff to do in the future, big ones. If you want to keep listening, I'll tell you about them. In the meantime, you want to follow me? I'm Top Gold on good social networks, and YMTFM is where that youth media team hangs out. Bye for now. Hey, the youth media team, YMTFM on good social networks, uses the ATR 2100 USB mic. It's scratched. It's been forgotten in the rain. It was on the top of a car that reversed and it fell off the top onto the pavement. And as long as my voice doesn't sound distorted, you know it still works. We're talking about a mic that's been through hard use over the space of a year with young teenagers who have soaked it, dropped it, scratched it, bent it. The front of it's actually bent. And it just keeps working. Did I mention it doesn't have a battery? And it does draw power from your lightning port when you use it there. Oh, and did I mention most Android handsets, when using USB to go to make it work, get confused? So it definitely interfaces nicely with our Zoom recorders. The XLR connection is what we use there. And it plugs in nicely to the lightning port of iOS. We're not the only one that thinks it's a cool mic. There are other people here talking on Anchor that agree. I've encountered at least 12 people in the last 16 months that use this ATR 2100 USB mic, like I'm doing right now. Hey, if you follow me, you might know that we do workshops occasionally, and that the YMTFM audio or creative media workshop accomplished a bunch of stuff and laid out a roadmap of things we have to do. The big accomplishments. I watched a 9-year-old and a 15-year-old working together in a 360 interview. That's really cool. And within an hour of the interview being automatically uploaded through an app, you could find it. Rico 360 interview is what it says on my Google search string, and what I found it as a YouTube clip. I watched a young student take HD video, edit it, render it, and upload it. Very little needed to give him very little input. He understood how to use Camtasia, and he uses iMovie, and he uses Sony Vegas. And I'm wondering, what high school teacher could actually challenge this kid in the way of space of creative media? He's doing good work. I watched a YouTube presence being cultivated and developed. On subsequent audio clips, I'm going to probably pimp the channel because we need 100 people to subscribe to get a presence there, that we have a custom URL. We identified a lot of snags, lots of snags, in learnings with our young media creatives. We discovered that the young women that have polite tonal qualities, low volume voices, really enjoy using the lavalier mics, the lapel mics we have. We got really good feedback from parents. And I watched in awe as the students in the room tried to find the work they put up just by talking to their phones. And then I realized, and Brett, I know you're listening to this, I've got to activate Alexa skills for youth media team. Yeah, good kids, good accomplishments, especially in the realm of doing stuff in-app for video. Stuff to do, improve our Flickr profile. We use Flickr, I'll deal with it in another audio clip about why we do that. I'm going to work directly with the student, there's two of them, that understand video. I'm going to make sure they bring their own gear the next time, their own software loaded, because they were really fast. I want to make a paper notebook item in the shape of an accordion with main tasks that people have to do. at events we cover, I'm going to make them use Trello. If they don't want to use it, hey, go back to the accordion sheets of paper. But Trello is going to make the blog posting easier. I'm going to develop a little worksheet and a small workshop about silent camera techniques. We'll do the Alexa skill. We'll articulate a YouTube channel. And thank you, Greg Dixon. We will develop an EPUB, the back of the stuff I just talked about here, on Anchor, and sell it to people for $1 a pop so we get some money in the cash fund. We need to offset accommodation, hotel rooms for our youth media team on the 7th of October in Dublin. Hotels aren't cheap, especially the one they're in Dublin for, covering a big event there. The past six people have had their overnights covered by the sponsor. We need 12 rooms covered, 12 beds covered. So we're about doubling the attendance. It's worth it though. It's worth it. So there you have it, a little recap of the Youth Media Team FM, YMT FM workshop for today. Thanks a million for listening. And now I'm going to make this into an episode that you can download forever on iTunes. Bye for now. Slightly more tilted.